there's a perfume that when I first smelled it, I completely fell in love with. And there's such a story behind it. And I was wandering along Malcolm Street one afternoon, and I just had this smell. And I followed my nose into this beautiful shop called Annick Goutral. And there's an absolute treasure of beautiful, beautiful perfumes. They're incredible. Eric, I've sprung this on you. But can you tell me, who is Annick Goutral?
Okay. So Annick Goutral, she's a perfumer. She's passed away, unfortunately, sadly, in 1999. She began to create perfume in 1979, exactly. She actually was a musician at first, from the age of 6 to 15. She was a very awarded pianist. Her father wanted her to be a pianist, and she was very talented. She could become one of the best at some point, but she has a rebellion at the age of 17, 18. Not that she didn't like, you know, what she was doing, but, you know, at this age, at some point, she was just wanted to have a new adventure. So she left France, and she said she went to London. She came to London. She fell in love in London. She was actually a pair. You say pair? A pair.
Mm-hmm. Pair.
A pair with the family of her parents. Mm-hmm. And there she met at this house David Bellays, who was a friend of that family, and he fell in love with her. She was a very beautiful woman.
I can see from
and
Facebook.
She said that she was not really interesting, but he said, you should try. I'm going to take you on board, and you know, you could become a... She was kind of a muse at some point, actually. Mm-hmm. So she actually did that because she loved beauty. She loved everything about, you know, that kind of... environment. So she did that very well for a while, but again, I think it was not something that she wanted to do. She just wanted to. She was pushed to do that because she was naturally beautiful. Mm-hmm. So she did that for a while. By doing that, she actually was. She met a few people, journalists, and they became friends. You know, and that's. Will help her after, because she stopped doing that for after 2 years. She came back in France, and she was actually working on beauty product with a friend of her. She was doing this skincare product that doesn't exist anymore. It's been discontinued, and they were working together as well. At the same time, she opened a little. Antiques boutiques called Folle Avril. That's why I will tell you why the name of Folle Avril came out, because of that. So she loved antiques as well. So by opening this boutique, working a little bit and working with this friend, she realized that the skincare missed something, which was a scent, a perfume. So they said that they will work together on that, and so you need to find a perfume. So she went to Grasse. And she actually felt that is what she wanted to do, because by arriving in Grasse, she actually fell in love with this amazing people and nose. And she actually met one famous nose at the time, and they were actually become so close as a friend that she came back in Paris. And thinking that she's actually find what she was always looked for.
So her destiny, in other words, was to make perfume.
Yes, yes. And as I said to your friend, as a musician at first, she actually finally found something that was kind of related, because for her, it was when you create music, it's about the note. About the organs as well, and so for her it was very much related to everything.
So she was using all her senses, including her hearing as well as her sight and her sense and her smell and her taste, to create these perfumes, because they're absolutely beautiful.
Well, so. I agree. I agree, but and then they're very as I said to your friend as well. It's like. She, she actually was very much like a musician when she was created perfume, basically, because it was always what she wanted to achieve is to create perfume without following fashion and trend. She was one of the first women actually to do that, but she was following her emotions. So that is the strength of Annie Goutal at the time, is like she was create emotion into bottles, and was the magic of it that actually people could relate it to, and it was avant-garde at the time, because you know, we can go through, but it's going to be a long, long process. Maybe another time we can do that together. But as I said to you, Fall Avril was one of the first. Passion was the second one. She actually did these two first.
I was looking at those on the board, yeah.
And it's funny because there's no passion here. I mean, it is... Aude Adrien was a perfume that she creates, and that actually... change her life and Adrien, it's an hommage to the Emperor Adrien, the memory of Adrien. Marguerite Yourcenar is a writer, a French writer. It's a philosophic historical story. I mean, if you have to read the book, because it's amazing. It's set in Rome, so she loves so much this book that she recreate this kind of idea of what could smell, you know, the place.
So she's turning the whole concept into a physical smell. Yes. That's amazing. Yes. And a lot of her perfumes are, aren't they?
They're all.
Eric, tell me, this perfume that I've chosen, that I buy, okay, that I always come and get now off of you.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Okay, this is a creation of Camille Goutal and Isabelle Doyen. Again, I didn't have a chance to talk about Isabelle Doyen, but Isabelle Doyen is a very important woman. She's amazing. And if you have the chance to meet her, it's like you met Annie Goutal. I mean, she's so passionate what she's doing. She knew Camille Goutal when she was little, so she grew up with her. Now they do perfume together. It's like the perfect association, and they have the same interest about things. This is a funny story, because they were thinking about doing something kind of mysterious, and at the time, you know, like Annie Goutal before, you know, it was the time that Harry Potter was huge, and Camille Goutal she's a young kind of a lady that if you met her, she's kind of, you know, baby girl, I think I would say. No, she's a beautiful lady, but she has a young heart. So she loved, probably, I think, escape by reading things. So she would fall in love with Harry Potter. And everything started because in Harry Potter, at some point, you have this mandrag roots and plants that is...
Mandrake,
which is... synonym of longevity and prosperity, and it's always been mysterious and magical to her, and she was fascinated by that. So the main thing was actually, it's funny, you see, this came out from that. So through you can see actually when you try this perfume, it has this kind of interesting not usual, you know,
smells.
Eric,
what is it I can smell in there? Because there's ginger, and what are the things that are coming through? Because it is a mysterious, very an aniseed. It's quite complex, isn't it? What's in it?
Well, it's complex. They are all complex in a way, even if it's a single note. This one, they try to work first with the mandrake powder, mm-hmm. So they never been doing. So you can actually work on mandrake powder, which is a very earthy kind of. So from that, they thought that they will actually round this perfume and make it luxurious by adding patchouli, a mint, ginger, different sort of paper, so it's very aromatic and intense at some point, but it has a kind of freshness because there is some mint as well, so it's not all about what it is inside, basically. I mean, it's important to know. I agree, but as we are working for Annie Goutal with my colleague here, we like to give what perfume has inside, but it's not the first thing that we will do. I think it's.
It's very interesting because when I first came in here, Eric, you didn't start spraying perfume at me. You talked to me and found out who I was first and what I liked.
Yes.
And you were looking at my personality and what I like to do. And we spent probably 15 or 20 minutes chatting before I even tried any perfume. I remember it very well. It was amazing. And I felt like you got to know me before you decided what to spray on me. And I felt you hit the nail. I mean, it took two perfumes and you hit the nail on the head. And it can take me normally maybe a year or two to find a perfume.
Oh, that's very kind.
So you did a
really no, that's job. Very kind. But I think that's the way this should be. I mean, we know it's a niche perfumery. So we have an ethic in this house and we want to follow that. We want to keep the spirit of Annie Goutal and what it's all about. I know it's difficult in that period of the because market is big. So, but I believe on that and I think... for me, perfume is the most important things in life. It's because it's what you actually becomes and when you are born it's what you recognize. It's the only thing sense that you will have to have your emotions basically, you know, as a baby and as you grow up. I think it's all about memories, and smell can bring you joy, sadness, and it's interesting that I like to understand people first, because as much as I think I can learn, we learn every day. I mean, I know most of the perfume of Annie Goutal history, but that's the main things for me, is to actually first know. I know it's tricky because some people are shy, but I'm here to help. So that's why when you came here, I felt that you're passionate and you told me that you work on food. So for me, it's exactly the same. I mean, you know, I'm sure if Annie Goutal was alive, she will be fully, you know, interesting by what you do because it's...
Part
if you are.
You're right. Eric, you're brilliant. I think you're wonderful. And every time I run out of a bottle, I will come and see you. Thank you so much for talking to me. You're brilliant. Thank you.
My pleasure.